You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
Good morning.
And a very good morning to each and every one of you, and welcome to The Breakfast Show here on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial with me, Jerry D, and I'm going to be with you from now right through until 10 o'clock this Friday morning. What do we say? Yes, we do indeed. We say TGIF. It is Friday, it is the 11th of March, and starting us off with a couple of things relevant to today's date in the world of entertainment. I tell you what, let's go all the way back, shall we, just for a bit of a laugh. We all need a bit of a laugh right now, don't we? Let's go back to the year 1302. The characters Romeo and Juliet were thus married this day, according to William Shakespeare. He should know. Moving forward to 1921, Argentine tango composer, bandoneon player and arranger Astor Piazzolla was born. His oeuvre revolutionized the traditional tango into a new style termed Nuevo Tango, incorporating elements from jazz and classical music. A virtuoso bandoneonist, he regularly performed his own compositions with a variety of ensembles. Now, a bandoneon is a type of concertina, particularly popular in Argentina, Uruguay and Lithuania, if you're wondering. Well, I was. 1927, Samuel Roxy Rothafel opened his famous Roxy Theatre. You've heard Roxy Theatre, haven't you? And that's in, of course, in New York City.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Thank you.
us in on this Friday morning. That is the Bee Gees and Alone. And written by Barry Robin and Maurice Gibb. The only track, believe it or not, their 21st studio album, which was called Still Waters, released back in 1997. And for me personally, one of my favourite albums of theirs. That was the first single released from the album. That was the 17th of February back in 97 in the United Kingdom. The song was backed with the two B-sides, by the way. If I remember rightly, one was Closer Than Close, and the other was Rings Around the Moon. While in the United States, a live version of Staying Alive was included on the single release. I don't like that. The track, by the way, was a worldwide hit for them, peaking at number 5 in the United Kingdom for 3 weeks, and it debuted and peaked at number 2 in New Zealand, then continued to spend a further 10 consecutive weeks at the top 10, or in the top 10, and was the 10th highest selling single of 1997. Did quite well in Canada as well, reached number 20, and yeah, that's it, starting off this morning alone. Well, I hope you're not. Keeping on the time, we're 8 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock. Good morning, Mary Lou. Been feeding the kitties?
Jerry D.
Ooh, 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 ooh. another day, another night. I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely.
One of those tracks that say, oh, they don't make them like they used to, you know. Baby, I Need Your Loving. 1964 hit single recorded by the Four Tops for the Motown label, written and produced by, yes, you got it, Holland Dozier Holland, Motown's main production team. Song was the group's first Motown single and their first top 20 hit, making it to number 11 on the US Billboard Hot 100 and number 4 in Canada in the fall of 1964. Baby, I Need Your Loving. Baby, time to get in the shower. Tell you what, I was just taking a little bit of a nose, having a look and seeing what I got for you in the shower this morning. And when I was looking, that one from the Four Tops is Baby, I Need Your Loving. In the shower for you this morning, we've got Tina Marie. I Need Your Loving. Did that without even knowing it.
Nature.
And Tina Marie makes her way out of the shower this morning, and I Need Your Loving, what it was called. Out you get. Come on. Chop, chop. Little bit of a dry yourselves off, a little bit of a squirt of some something nice, smelly nice, so you could be nice on the metro. Everybody like to crouch up to you. Mm, he smells nice, or she smells nice. That was, say, Tina Marie, and that was I Need Your Loving. It came off of Irons in the Fire, which was the third studio album by Tina Marie, released on the 14th of August in 1980, and it was on the Motown label. Her first self-produced effort, dedicated to her father, Thomas Leslie Brockett, received positive reviews on its release in 2009. In an interview, she named it as her personal favourite of all of her albums. Sticking with a little bit of disco from that kind of time, 1978 was when Alison Bridges released this.
Please don't.
Nightlife. There we go. Alicia Bridges did very well for her, by the way. Went to number two on the US Billboard National Disco Action Top 30, as it's called then. It's now called the Dance Club Songs Chart. And became a crossover hit as well, peaked at number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100. Found worldwide success, reaching the top 10 in Australia, Belgium, Canada, Netherlands and South Africa, as well as making the top 30 in the United Kingdom. And it was re-released in 1994, which allowed the song to reach number 4 in New Zealand and number 5 in Iceland. Somebody was sitting around the table, weren't they, in 1994, says, "Yeah, you know, we did all right with that song, don't you? Well, we missed out New Zealand and number 5 in Iceland as well." So they said, "Well, let's re-release it, shall we?" And they did.
There'd be no reason to
just let the rhythm dry your tears as the world starts. And the band plays. Walking through the light all of a sudden, and the band plays. Always making something out of nothing. Turn your heartache into loving, and the band plays.
Long as soon as I arrive home. And I open the door, take off my coat and throw my bag on the floor. She'll be back into my arms once more for sure. Like, the most see now annoying old man bite his tongue.
I'm not done.
She's got eyes comparable to sunrise, and it doesn't stop there.
There we go. That is called Cupid's Chokehold, and that is Gym Class Heroes featuring Patrick Stump on that one. Before that, it was And the Band Plays, and that was from Take That. Different type of piece of music from Take That, wasn't it? Time on the Breakfast Show to do this.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back. Do you know that there's a restaurant with live shows, Las Vegas style, in Panama City? It's called Emotions Dinner Theatre. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. From 7pm to 3am, the dinner and show everyone is talking about at Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
Welcome to Burlesque.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Indeed it is, and the time on The Breakfast Show, 27 and a half minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. Take a look at some of the local news that we will be looking at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. Just sort of a précis of some of the things. Starting off though with the epidemiological report, as we do. The Minister of Health reported on Thursday that three new deaths were reported in the last 24 hours due to COVID-19. With these new deaths in the country, a cumulative total now of 8,128 deaths due to the virus. Lethality percentage is 1.1. Now, there were 310 new positive cases in the last 24 hours. 6,875 tests were applied in the country to detect those infected with the virus, and a positivity of 4.5% was reported. Active cases, they're totaling 3,066. There are 2,931 people in home isolation. That's divided into 2,898 in their residence and 33 in the so-called hospital hotels. Those hospitalised, we've got 135 patients, of which there are 116 of them in the wards, and 19 patients in intensive care units. Now, I've got not so many pieces this morning, because these next two I wanted to go into in more detail, because I really find it sort of rather incredulous when we've got 100,000 people out of work right now. And we've also been in a pandemic for 2 years. Companies have been losing money. People have been paid, they've been supported. All of you have been supported by the government. The Panama Chamber of Construction, CAPAC, is trying to prepare all its members for what would be the imminent strike of workers in the industry. This is after negotiations of CAPAC with, guess, you've got it, Suntrax collective agreement for the period 2022 to 2025. This was entered into the most complex period in the face of requests for safe salary increases. Yet they want more money. Any agreement being reached? No, not yet. Well, on March the 8th, the conciliation period for the convention concluded with the intervention of the Ministry of Labour and Labour Development, Mitrodel. And after the mediation period, the union announced that within 20 days following this date, it would call an indefinite general strike due to the lack of agreement on wages. And say it's quite a reasonable article, but does CAPAC says the salary levels of construction workers, even without the proposed increase, are among the highest in the productive sector. Well, Sal Mendes, Secretary General of Suntrax, has said that they're demanding salary increases in the face of the high costs of food, medicines, fuel, electricity and others. Yeah, like the rest of us. Like everybody, like the 100,000 people that don't have work right now. How are they going to pay? Why don't you donate some of your salary to them? And the other one is to do with bread. You notice shortage of bread in the shops. The supply of industrial sliced bread and other processed wheat products could be at risk due to the strike declared by the Industrial Union of Flour and Allied Workers. This is CETA at the Bimboa Company. The company, Mexican origin, attends 80% of the sales of sliced bread in Panama, according to the monthly report of the production basket measured by the consulting firm Nielsen. At the end of 2021, the participation of that company in the market was 78.9% in sales value, according to the Nielsen report, and 13.7% other companies such as Remith Bread. Well, on Wednesday, the 9th of March, in a statement, CETA, the National Industrial Union of Flour and Allied Workers, announced that more than 90% of all workers in Bimbo companies voted in support of a strike during the count carried out by the authorities of, yes, the Ministry of Labour, for which the seven work centres that the company has throughout the company were paralysed. In the main factory, by the way, which is in Carrasquilla, the machines obviously were not running. The line of cars to enter the facility was blocked by seals indicating that access was closed due to a strike. The trucks that usually leave the facility day and night with both raw materials, flour, wheat, inputs, etc., finished products that stopped circulating and therefore distribution to supermarkets, grocery stores, neighborhood retail stores and other establishments were paralyzed. You have a job. You have work. 100,000 people in this country do not have work. We have just had a pandemic for 2 years where people haven't worked, where they haven't earned wages. You know, it's time to give, not time to take. I know it's difficult when it seems to be the value in this country, especially with people who are supposed to be setting examples, when you do business is, well, how much is in it for me? Well, patriotism is about doing something without wanting something in return. Okay, it's time for us to step up and help our country and stand on our 2 feet and make it better. Not just say, I want more money, when there are 100,000 people that need a job. You have work. That's my rant for today. The magistrate of the Electoral Court presented before the plenary session of the National Assembly a bill that modifies 13 articles in the recently publicised Electoral Code. They did so on the afternoon of Wednesday during the legislative session. Heriberto Arruz, president of the Tribunal Electoral, was in charge of supporting the initiative. He said that what is sought is to improve some articles with the aim of reducing expenses in the electoral processes. The Administrative Court of Public Procurement ordered the Ministry of Public Works to award the Cabima Consortium, made up of Constructora Mico, SAR, and Constructora Mico Panama, SAR, the construction and financing project for an interchange at the entrance to La Cabina de Alcaldías. As part of the Costa operation, which seeks to locate people required by justice, 45 people were apprehended inside a house in the Punta Prieta sector of Coronado. It was a joint operation by the Drug Prosecutor's Office of the West Panama Province and the agents of the National Aeronaval Service, SENAN. After completing the search of the house, neither drugs nor money were found. However, the investigation is still ongoing, said the authorities. The presiding magistrate of the Supreme Court of Justice, Maria Eugenia López Arias, presented on Thursday morning a criminal complaint before the Attorney General of the nation in charge, Javier Caraballo, against a judge for children and adolescents who works in the district of San Miguelito. Neither the Supreme Court of Justice nor the Attorney General's office identified the judge in this case. López Arias filed the complaint against the judge because he allegedly committed crimes established in Articles No. 138A and 178 of the Penal Code, which are related to violence against women. And that's it. That's what we've got, all right? That's what we're going to be looking at in more detail a little bit later on at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. And just very quickly, just getting back to that subject about, you know, costs, etc. Today's the day. Was it 5, 6 o'clock this morning? Price of gasoline went up 40 cents per gallon, all right? 40 cents a gallon. It went up for 95-octane gasoline. This could just be the beginning. The price of wheat has gone up 80%. These are the people that won't make your bread for you. The price of wheat's going up. Transportation is going up. All these things are going up. Now is the time to knuckle down and look after each other. All right? 19 minutes coming up, for 19 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock.
Esta tarde p.m. when your heart's just like a drum beating louder with nowhere to guard it. When it all seems like it's wrong, sing along to Elton John and to that feeling we're just getting started.
When the nights get colder and the rhythm's got you falling behind, just dream about that moment when you look yourself right in the eye. Then you stay.
too good.
Look too good
to be alone.
Ooh.
My house clean.
House clean.
My pool warm.
Pool warm.
Just shake.
Smooth like a newborn.
We should be dancing, romancing in the east wing and the west.
Bruno Mars together with Anderson .Paak there, and Leave the Door Open. Before that, BTS. Yes, BTS. Jerry's actually played BTS on his program, and that was called Permission to Dance. What we're going to do a little bit later on in the program, because we've got the usual bits and pieces that around about 7 o'clock, 11 and a half minutes time, we'll take a look at some of the international news headlines. Can't promise you anything good coming out of that, I can tell you. Virtually all about the issues to do with Ukraine and Russia. Also, the business news is pretty much the same, which there's quite a bit to get through as well. That's going to be at about 7:30 this morning. The weather, that'll cheer us up a little bit. The sun's coming out, which is rather nice. And also, I've got some good news stories. Yes, believe it or not, I've got some good news story, what I call antidepressants. We'll take a look at some of those as we go through the morning as well. It is a Friday music day today. What do we do on Friday? Well, we check in with Ingrid. She'll have a Freaky Fun Facts Friday as well. A little bit of light relief there. Also, Yasmin will be looking at what, where and when. What you can be doing, where you can be doing it, and when you can be doing it in the last hour today. Together, no doubt, with a couple of pieces of music. Born on this day, or something relevant to music on this day, which happens to be 11th of March.
Spending all your time with your new friends, and you take them out of place and out of weeping, but you used to be the one I love. Yeah, you used to be the one I love. Say you wanna talk, how are you been? I'm the only one you know that listen. And you used to be the one I love. Yeah, you used to be the one I love. Lately I don't even know ya. Too many devils on your shoulder. Oh my God. Baby, if it's what you want, I just wanna see you happy. I can see it in your eyes and you don't believe me. I don't lie, even though you're not mine. Cold feet turn into cold weather. We had love, now it don't matter. You just thought you could do better. So do better. All your demons. Oh my God, baby, if it's what you want,
if it's what you
want. Little late if you ask me, but you know I'll come around if you ask me, ask me. I don't lie, even though you're not mine, oh yeah.
Used to be is what that is called, and that is from the Jonas Brothers on The Breakfast Show. We are 7.5 minutes, and that's before the hour of 7 o'clock. And we'll see if I can find some fun things during the course this morning. I think I'm going to stop watching the news. I mean, it's addictive, isn't it? Especially, I mean, what is happening is absolutely incredible. I was just saying to Yasmin, today is would have been my mother's birthday today. And she passed away when she was 92. She would have been 99. Today. But I was thinking the other day, you know, saying that, good grief, you know, if my mother sort of, if I could send my mother and say, but by the way, since you passed, we've had a worldwide pandemic, where the world was shut down for basically 2 years. Oh, and by the way, I think we're just about to start World War III. Well, my family, so, you know, if you haven't known a war, if you haven't known a world war, I can tell you. You know, I was born just after the, never mind. I was born, it wasn't the First World War, the Second World War. And, you know, I remember even then when I was a little, you know, young kid, he was still rationed and things like that. This is a terrible thing that is, happening. But she's turning in her grave up there, I would think, right now. I tell you what, I was looking around for my pen. I don't know, have you seen it? Have you seen it? Oh, there it is. Thank you.
Call you a cab, sending in
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Go, yes, I hear you knocking. And before that, it was to the left. That's where my pen was. Beyonce, and that has brought us to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Great to be with you this morning. We're going to take a look at some of the international news for this morning. Russian forces bearing down on Kyiv are regrouping northwest of the Ukrainian capital. Satellite pictures showed, and Britain said on Friday Moscow could now be planning an assault on the city within days. Russia's main attack force in northern Ukraine has been stalled on a highway north of Kyiv since the initial days of the invasion, having failed in what Western countries believe was an initial plan for a lightning assault on the capital. But images released by private US satellite firm Maxar showed armored units maneuvering in and through towns close to Antonov Airport at Hostomel, northwest of Kyiv, which has been the site of intense fighting since Russia landed paratroops there in the first hours of the war. Ukrainian ambassador to Japan, Sergei Korsunsky, said on Friday it was possible Russian President Vladimir Putin would be willing to use nuclear weapons against Ukraine in the face of its determined resistance against the Russian invasion. We will fight until the end. We are not going to live in a Russia-managed state, Korsunsky told Reuters in an interview. Russian President Vladimir Putin gave the green light on Friday for up to 16,000 volunteers from the Middle East to be deployed alongside Russian-backed rebels to fight in Ukraine, doubling down on an invasion that the West says has been losing momentum. The move, just over 2 weeks since Putin ordered the invasion, allows Russia to deploy battle-hardened mercenaries from conflicts such as Syria without risking additional Russian military casualties. The eastern Ukraine city of Kharkiv is under relentless bombardment from Russian forces, the city's mayor said in a televised interview on Friday. As of today, 48 of the city's schools have been destroyed, said Mayor Ihor Terekhov. The city has a peacetime population of about 1.4 million. The Russian invasion of Ukraine threatens millions of tiny springtime sprouts that should emerge from stalks of dormant winter wheat in the coming weeks. And if the farmers can't feed those crops soon, far fewer of the so-called tillers or tillers will sprout, jeopardizing a national wheat harvest on which millions in the developing world depend. The United Nations Security Council will convene on Friday at Russia's request, diplomats said, to discuss Moscow's claims, presented without any evidence, of U.S. biological activities in Ukraine, a move that Washington described as gaslighting. The meeting is expected to be in the course of this morning. North Korea recently used what would be its largest ever intercontinental ballistic missile system. This is in two secretive launches, likely paving the way for a resumption of long-range tests, U.S. and South Korean officials have reported. China and the United States should step up communications while managing their differences reasonably and constructively, Premier Li Keqiang said on Friday, warning against a decoupling between the two countries at a time of fraught relations. Since the two sides opened up the door to each other 50 years ago, they should not close it, let alone decouple, Li said at a press conference after the close of the annual parliament meeting. Chile will shift to the left on Friday when Gabriel Boric, 36, is sworn in as the South American country's youngest ever president after pledging social and economic reforms and riding a wave of voter dissatisfaction with the political status quo. Boric, a tattooed former protest leader and lawmaker, marks a sharp departure from outgoing billionaire Sebastián Piñera. He has sparked hope among progressives as well as fears that Chile's decades of economic stability will come under attack. And the party of outgoing South Korean President Moon Jae-in scrambled to regroup on Friday as its leadership resigned en masse after its devastating election defeat, but still holds enough seats to potentially thwart the new president's agenda. And that's it. Those are some of the things in the international news for this morning. It's Friday, isn't it? TGIF. Have a great day. Duran Duran on The Breakfast Show. Too bad you're so beautiful. Thank you. love that one. Duran Duran, Too Bad, You're So Beautiful. Thank you so much. thank you. That was nice of them to say that, wasn't it? This is the Lighthouse Family, by the way, and a light on. Talking of lights on, sun is out this morning, so everything is right, well, with our little world here at any rate. Keeping on the time, 7:10.
I watched you walking through the pouring rain, disappearing without looking behind you, and I don't know if I'll see you again, and I know there's no point trying to find you. Sometimes it ain't so easy, that's the truth.
Lighthouse family and light on. Well, leave a light on, why not? I say, well, we're going to take one more piece of music. After that, we'll take a look and see what the weather is doing today. So far, I can tell you it's good. Sun is shining out there, which is all rather very nice. By the way, looking at some of the things relevant to today in the world of entertainment, back in the year 1930, Babe Ruth signed a 2-year contract with the New York Yankees for $80,000. I mean, back in those days, that would have been a lot of money, wouldn't it? Well, it's a lot of money today. I'll have a look, see how much that would be in today's money. Level 42 and something about you. Right, let's take a look at this Friday's weather, shall we? Starting off with the Colón, province of Colón, there in Costa Arriba, as we do. 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature today. 10 degrees down to the minimum, that's 22 degrees. 37 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation. Relative humidity, not too bad over there at 75%. However, few showers during the course of this morning. It will be partially cloudy tonight and also, this afternoon and tonight it'll be partially cloudy over there in the Costa Arriba. And moving over to West Panama, moving over to this side of the isthmus, we've got 33 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 22 degrees the minimum, 37 the thermal sensation, and 62% relative humidity, which again is all rather nice. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning, chance of a few showers in the afternoon, and back to being partially cloudy tonight. Taking a look at the metropolitan area, which is where we're hanging out, 34 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 22 degrees the minimum, which seems to be the path of the whole of the country right now. Thermal sensation, though, that little bit higher at 38 degrees Celsius, and Mary Lou is already melting. Relative humidity, though, not too bad, 60%, so it shouldn't feel too sticky. Partially cloudy during this morning, those few showers in the afternoon, and partially cloudy again to tonight. Moving out into the Gulf of Panama, perhaps some of you are going off in the old Gin Palace this afternoon out to the islands for the weekend or this evening. 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 24, the minimum. 35 degrees is the thermal sensation, which is pleasant, and also 67% the relative humidity, which is rather nice. And by the way, I must just say, let me tell you the sun we got. It's clear this morning. It's got nice little globe of sunshine there. Partially cloudy in the afternoon and partially cloudy tonight. I was just going to say, I was saying to the good lady yesterday that the breeze coming through the apartment yesterday and the night before was really, really quite cool, which was really strange. It was rather nice, very pleasant. Anyway, let's move on to maritime conditions for today. We're going to start with the tides on the Pacific. We're looking at low tide. That was at 10 to 4 this morning, 3:50, 1.07 metres. High tide, that's going to be a minute before 10 o'clock. Yes, 9:59, and that'll be 3.29 metres. Low tide again, 4:15 in the afternoon, 1.43 metres. And the last high tide, 10:19 tonight, 3.41 metres. Now, let's take a look at the Caribbean. We've got high tide. We just got two up and one down. High tide was at 7:19 this morning. Just missed that by about 3 minutes. And that was 0.3 of a metre. Low tide, that will be at 3:05 in the afternoon, minus 0.06 of a metre. And high tide, the last one, that'll be at 8:40. Tonight, and that'll be 0.06 of a meter. So there you go. There are your tides for today. Now let's take a look and see if you are going out onto the water. Let's take a look at the maritime conditions. Over there on the Caribbean side, we're looking at good conditions for this morning. Winds are quite light at 16 to 18 kilometres an hour, coming from a northerly direction. Waves, so they're going to be at 4 feet. So if you're boarding, just be a little bit cautious. In the afternoon, we still have the all clear, good conditions, not much change in the. We've got the waves coming down a foot, down to 3 feet, but winds 16 to 18 kilometres an hour coming from the north in the afternoon. Moving over to the Pacific, we're looking at good conditions for this morning. 15 to 22 kilometres an hour winds coming from the north-northwest in the morning with waves at 2 feet. And in the afternoon, good conditions continue, which is all rather nice. And we're looking at 6 to 8 kilometre an hour winds, so that's dropping a little bit coming from the north. And waves are going to be, they're going to be at 2 feet. So there you go. That's it. There's your weather for this morning. It is time to go over to Emotions Dinner Theatre. Check in with JP for the latest news.
Thank you, Jerry. Breaking news right now. Emotions Dinner Theatre is hosting a top entertainment aerialist starting March 17th all the way through March. You don't want to miss this show. She is from Ukraine, has an amazing story, went through Poland to get out of Ukraine. We have her here, and she wants to perform her heart out for all of us here in Panama. So make sure you get online, get your tickets now, get on WhatsApp or Instagram and book your ticket through there. You do not want to miss it. This will be sold out shows.
strong when she's mad, like a stiff drink when you need it. She's good at being bad. And long before you knew her, you knew she was the one. She had on a beer street train to a place you've never been before.
Bon Jovi and Mystery Train. That comes off of their album called Crush, and that was released in June of the year 2000. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're making our way down to, well, towards the bottom of the hour.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
How about a special night out with a loved one? A gourmet dinner with a spectacular Las Vegas-style show right here in Panama City. Emotions Dinner Theatre at the Mirage Casino on the fifth floor, Eurostar Hotel, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
It's a life, it's a step, it's a knee.
¿Buscas un lugar donde puedas encontrar cursos, conferencias de arte, historia, literatura y actualidad? Pangea es tu espacio cultural. Ven y disfruta de la próxima conferencia de arte, el jueves 17 de marzo a las 9:30 de la mañana en el Teatro La Plaza. María Navas, artista internacional invitada, deleitará al público con el tema Protagonistas de su historia, Mujeres en el Arte. Adquiere tus entradas a través del Instagram, @espacio.pangea, o escriba al correo electrónico, info@espaciopangea.com.
No doubt during the course of your day you're going to have to make some concrete decisions, especially if you're working in the world of construction. And the best people to talk to are friends at Cementos Progreso. They are the builders of the present and of tomorrow, because building is the force that moves them.
It's Morning Radio, the Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And great to be with you this morning. We are 28 minutes away from the hour of 8 o'clock. We got some business news for you for this morning, some of the news, business news headlines. So if you're sitting comfortably, we'll begin. Stocks rose on Friday as investors clung to hopes the global economy would continue to grow despite the war in Ukraine, and yet more evidence central banks will need to tighten policy fast to tame inflation. Data on Thursday showed the US inflation at a four-year decade high, prompting traders to raise their bets on rate hikes from the Federal Reserve beginning next week. The Bank of England is also expected to tighten next week, especially after January's economic growth numbers came in stronger than expected on Friday. A more hawkish than European Central Bank this week added to the sense that central banks will not be deterred by the uncertainty wrought by the war in Ukraine and will tighten. But after another bruising and highly volatile few sessions in which stocks have swung wildly, some traders on Friday looked to buy back in as stocks headed for their fifth weekly loss on the trot. The Kremlin said on Thursday that Russia's economy was experiencing a shock and that measures were being taken to soften the impact of what it described as an absolutely unprecedented economic war being waged against Moscow. The West has imposed sweeping sanctions against Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. Our economy is experiencing a shock impact now, and there are negative consequences. They will be minimized, the Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov told reporters on a conference call. China refused to supply Russian airlines with aircraft parts. An official at Russia's aviation authority was quoted by Russian news agencies as saying on Thursday, after Boeing and Airbus halted supply of components. Russia's aviation sector is being squeezed by Western sanctions over the invasion of Ukraine, with Russia's foreign ministry warning this week that the safety of Russian passenger flights was under threat. The United States, together with a group of seven nations and the European Union, will move on Friday to revoke Russia's most favored nation status over its invasion of Ukraine. Multiple people familiar with the situation advised Reuters. President Joe Biden will announce the plans at the White House 10:15 Eastern Standard Time today. One of the sources speaking on condition of anonymity. The White House said that President Biden would announce actions to continue to hold Russia accountable for its unprovoked and unjustified war on Ukraine, but gave no details. Russia sought on Thursday to retaliate against Western sanctions imposed over its invasion of Ukraine by banning exports of certain goods and agricultural commodities, exporting telecom, medical, auto, agricultural, electrical and tech equipment, as well as some forestry products, will be banned until the end of 2022. By single-handedly knocking 13% off rocketing oil prices on one day this week, the United Arab Emirates demonstrated the power that gold producers wield in the market and sent a wake-up call to Washington to pay closer attention to its long-time allies. OPEC heavyweights Saudi Arabia and the UAE, which both bear grudges against Washington, have snubbed US pleas to use their spare output capacity to tame rampant crude prices, which threaten global recession after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Wednesday's sharp oil price fall, the biggest one-day drop in almost 2 years, followed comments by the UAE ambassador to Washington, who said that his country supported pumping more oil. Prices rebounded when the UAE energy minister, though, contradicted him and said that the Gulf states stuck by an output pact agreed with OPEC Plus, which groups the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries and its allies, including Russia. Nestlé, the world's largest packaging food group, said on Wednesday that it had suspended all capital investment in Russia following its invasion of Ukraine. The Switzerland-based company's decision follows similar moves by other food majors, which are under pressure from consumers to take a stand against the conflict. Goldman Sachs Group Inc. and JP Morgan Chase and Company on Thursday announced that they were unwinding their Russian businesses, becoming the first major US banks to exit following Russia's invasion of Ukraine and putting pressure on rivals to follow. And that brings us to Deutsche Bank. They faced stinging criticism from some investors and politicians on Friday for its ongoing ties to Russia after saying that leaving would go against its values, and other banks cut off links with the country. Germany's largest bank has dug in its heels amid pressure to sever ties after the Russian invasion of Ukraine, arguing that it needs to support multinationals doing business in Russia. United States regulators on Thursday issued final rules eliminating the need for automated vehicle manufacturers to equip fully autonomous vehicles with manual driving controls to meet crash standards. Automakers and tech companies have faced significant hurdles to deploying automated driving systems. This is to their vehicles without human controls, because of safety standards written decades ago that assume people are in control. And Elon Musk wants to make cheaper batteries, fast, but the Tesla Inc. chief executive is unlikely to hit ambitious targets for Tesla to mass produce its own new batteries this year, industry insiders and analysts have said. Though Musk is known for doing the impossible, starting with turning the electric vehicle maker into the world's most valuable auto company, the challenges of launching a new factory and developing a new way of battery manufacturing are likely to be too much. And that's it. There we go. There's some of the stories in the international business news this morning. Russians are stopping exports of cars. I can't remember, to be perfectly honest. I'll be straight up with you. I can't remember if Lada cars were made in Russia. I know they were made in one of the communist blocs. But I was just saying they would be refusing to probably to export their Lada electric cars. And then probably wouldn't sell you the AA batteries to go with them either. Back to the music.
I just can't.
There we go. That's LTD and Back in Love Again. We are making our way up to 16 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Good morning to Mary Lou. She says, good morning, everybody. Asked if I could play a piece of music from her, from Judas Priest. If you were thinking of nodding off, not now. You got another thing coming, and it's this one. It is Judas Priest. And you got another thing coming.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. That woke a few people up. Judas Priest there. And you got an instinct coming. Renee says, Judas Priest. I don't think I've heard from them since high school. I forgot about that band. Well, they're going that long ago. Good grief. And Jesus, good morning, Jesus. Jesus says, good morning. He says, I played Judas Priest tributes before. This is one tough Brit band to play. So much music in it. Come on, Jesus, you can manage anything. I know I've seen you play. Breakfast show time. Keep an eye on the time. 11 minutes before 8 o'clock. Something from the boss this morning, Bruce Springsteen there, and Hungry Heart. Just came back to Renee. She said you hadn't heard Judas Priest since high school. And she says, I just had to do the maths. This June, it would have been years since high school graduation. Don't worry, your secret's safe with me. I'm not going to tell anybody that you said that was 35 years ago. Oh, sorry. Good morning to Ashley. Ashley dropped this little note as well this morning. Says good morning and good. Can you tell me the piece of music? That was, I wrote that because he asked me for a piece of music. He just sent me a link. He says good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners. Have a love and peace weekend. And absolutely right, we need that, don't we? And Ashley, you asked if we could play this for you. Here comes a hot stepper. Na 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 na. All together now. Ready? Na 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 na. Oh, I didn't know I could sing. Here comes a hot stepper.
I'm the lyrical gangster. Big up the crew in
Mosey there, and that is for Ashley this morning. Always good to hear from you. Good to hear from anybody, trust me. Take us up to the top of the hour. Chicago.
Children play in the park. They don't know I'm alone in the dark.
Tell me. FM 89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. It's the dinner show that everybody's talking about, only at Emotions Dinner Theatre. Panama has never seen anything like this. Just go to Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Don't miss this fascinating Las Vegas-style performance. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com. Shows that are going to take you around the world. Emotions Dinner Theatre. You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Every company really needs to have strong foundations, don't they? Especially if you work in the world of construction. Therefore, you need to speak to the people that can make those foundations. Cementos Progreso. The present and the future are built because building is the engine that moves them. Have a word with our friends at Cementos Progreso.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
I
Oh, there we go, a little bit of disco again this morning. Can't beat it, can you? I Want Your Love from Chic. Time on The Breakfast Show, keep your nine of time, 20 minutes, and that's after the hour of 8 o'clock this morning. Let me say a very good morning to Rowena and Phil, because they normally come to Panama. Go to Mexico. Good morning, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, Ingrid, Neil, and your many discerning listeners. Our sons and girlfriends are visiting us here in Mexico. They're arriving tonight. Could you please play? Could you please play Celebration by Kool & The Gang? It says here, have a great weekend to all of you, and to you, Rowena and Phil, there in Mexico. And household, they say. Just going for 21 minutes after 8 o'clock. Celebration going out to Rowena and Phil today, and they've got their family coming out later on today. That's going to be nice. Have a wonderful time. Seriously, have a wonderful time. It's going to be great for you. Right, getting back to Renee, said Rick gave us calls about Judas Priest and said next thing we'll know is we've got Van Halen. Of course we have. Van Halen, Dance the Night Away. 24 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Ooh, baby, baby, won't you turn your head back?
There we go, yes, Dance the Night Away from Van Halen. I tell you what, there's one way to dance the night away. That's with KC and the Sunshine Band. Request this morning from Christopher Bowman. Good morning, Christopher. Have a great weekend. Let's get cracking. Get dancing, shall we?
Jerry, hey, yes, how you doing? Oh, man, today it is. It is Friday. It is freaky. It is Freaky Friday Fun Facts. And I'm going to talk about highways in the Estados Unidos and a little comparison to the roads here in Panama. All right, number one. President Dwight D. Eisenhower passed the Federal Aid Highway Act in 1956, which paved the way, that was a pun, for the earliest interstate system in the United States. The country has 46,876 miles that run across the highway, even across Alaska and Hawaii. Check out some of these mind-blowing facts about the United States highway system. All right, number one, the numbering systems used for the interstates are actually different from the numbering systems used for highways. Notice that highways and interstates, they are two separate and different names. Mm-hmm. For instance, Interstate 10, I-10, runs through the southern states, and while Highway 10 runs through the northern states. This way, motorists never get confused whether they are to take I-10 or Highway 10. Get it? Uh-huh. Distinction. All right, number two. No design rules dictate the shape of roads. It has been told that 1 out of every 5 miles should be straight, so that it can also be used for planes as a runway. While this has happened, there are otherwise no rules that dictate such design. The state is accountable for enforcing traffic laws and sustaining the section of highway in its borders, including potholes. The pothole on I-75 near Detroit, Michigan, is called by many as the nation's biggest pothole. which is responsible for destroying about 25 tires. Well, please, in El Valle, we destroy 25 tires a week. We have some major potholes here. All right, number three. The Woodrow Wilson Memorial Bridge that crossed the Potomac River into Washington, D.C., was the only part of the interstate system possessed by the Federal Highway Administration. However, the bridge drew flak because it was too small. So this led to the construction of a newer, bigger bridge and taller bridge. And then the old bridge was demolished. Number four, a primary concern during Eisenhower's presidency was what would the country do in the event of a nuclear attack. Well, now we have to think about that because Mr. Putin is being real all smarty pants over there. Anyways, one of the reasons for having interstates and highway systems is to enable evacuation of major cities in the event of a disaster such as a nuclear attack. Having them a mile long at minimum and wide enough is in case airplanes needed to use it as a runway. In case airports and or Air Force bases were destroyed, we would have a very long roadway that the airplanes, any size airplane, could land. In the early 1970s, all 50 states set their speed limits to 55. If you remember that saying, 55, stay alive. Yeah. So, now that was a great speed limit for that time. And they believed that that saved gas at the time, which is also a good thing we need to think about now, is saving some gas. Because I saw the prices on the news last night at $5.65, $5.75 a gallon. Whew, that's some pricey petrol you be drinking up there. Number five. It was a clause by the Emergency Highway Energy Conservation Act that signed into law by Richard Nixon, said that if a state did not set its speedway highway limits to 55, that the state would lose its federal funding. Nowadays, every state in the United States, as well as its territories, sets its own speed limits. Number six. Most Americans thought that the Interstate Highway Act was a good idea, but when construction started, people started to revolt. However, as the construction began, communities were either displaced or broke off. This led to some groups of people to start protesting against it, and activists halted the construction in many of the state's highways. Interstate Highway, number seven, is an abbreviation of the official name. The official name of this highway system is known as, drumroll please, Dwight D. Eisenhower National System of Interstate and Defense Highways. Whew, that was a mouthful. This was named after, obviously, President Dwight Eisenhower, who championed the highway system after signing the FAHA, Federal Aid Highway Act, of 1956 into law, which we spoke about earlier. This idea came into his mind from the time in Germany as the general in the U.S. Army during World War II. And yeah, because he was concerned, as I said, about having places for the airplanes to land. New York tops the list as the highest number of interstates routes at 29, while Hawaii only has 3. And Alaska does not have any interstate route. State capitals that are not directly entertained by the interstate systems are Dover, Carson City, Juneau, and Jefferson City. All these have state capitals that are not directly served by the interstate system. Here are some just fun facts in general. There are 82 tunnels, or 104 bores, in total on U.S. highways. There are approximately 14,750 interchanges in total on U.S. highways. The most inexpensive interstate route is I-95. That cost $8 billion. It goes through 16 states. The interstate route numbers of east and west end in an even number, while the north-south interstate routes always end in an odd number. So if you see that you're on Highway 75, what do you think? Which direction are you going? That's right, you're going north and south. If you're on I-10, which way are you going? That's right, east and west. Boy, that one, I love that one. I grew up with maps as a child, so I never used a GPS on my phone until, well, I didn't have a phone when I was a kid in those days. Yeah, we had rotary phones and dial, but we had always had an atlas map in the car, and one of the highlights of taking a road trip with your family was looking at the map and telling your father who's driving, okay, here's where we are, here's where we want to go. Show us the most scenic route, and then show us the most effective or short-term route for travel time. And we would use those maps. They were called atlases, and we had them in the car, and it was just divine. I loved having a map. I still have maps.
But I do like my GPS, and I love having Waze in the car and telling me, police ahead, traffic ahead, police officer ahead. You're going too fast. Slow down, you silly goose. Anyways, so maps, remembering east and west, north and south, odd numbers versus even numbers. Okay. Sheraton Hotel, for example, is built on top of I-90 in Newton, Massachusetts. A Walgreens store is built on top of a segment of I-80 in downtown Reno, Nevada. In the year 2000, these are very old facts, I'm sorry to say, the Americans, the North Estados Unidos personas, traveled about 667 billion miles on interstate. Wow. So just to be sure, we know that the heaviest traveled interstate is I-405. 374,000 vehicles per day. The annual spending on interstate highway system is estimated to be $20.2 billion, and we need an infrastructure bill to get those bridges fixed. All right, these have been your Freaky Friday fun facts. Traveling, the bridges, the roads, as we all know in Panama, they don't always get fixed as quickly as they should, and they get kind of bumpy. Going over the bridge the other morning, it was I went across the Centenario Bridge because of traffic, and I came in on the Bridges of America. No matter how you come in or how you leave the city, going across those bridges, it is spectacular. When you see that canal, it is just gorgeous, and you say, wow, I am in Panama. As they say, all right, keep washing those hands, be safe, stay away from people, and back to you in the studio.
Tell me, how long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know.
Ventura Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine.
Around your daylight.
those highways, Ventura Highway there for America, following on from Ingrid's Freaky Fun Fact Friday about highways up there in the United States. Big thank you to Ingrid for that one, our intrepid outdoor reporter as well. Also, Ingrid dropped me a little note earlier on and said today is our friend Dean's birthday today. And saying earlier on, of course, today, the 11th of March, was also, God rest her soul, was my mother's birthday as well. And our friend over there in the UK, Paul Dixon, he dropped me the line, said it's his sister's birthday today on the 11th of March. Need to go back 6 months instead of 9 months and see what happens on that day. So anyway, gives me an excuse to play this.
The music you love.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what to do, don't you? Party. Party like it's 1999. There you go, party. Party like it's 99, or if you want to go back a bit, party like it's 1970 or 80. You can do it with Candy Staton. Herbert of Suspicious Minds.
We're caught in a trap. I
Candy Staten and Suspicious Minds. So just taking my little rummage around things relevant to this day in music. If you want to go back to the year 1963 in London on this day, Manfred Mann, what did they do? They had their first concert.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Nearly every single day singing.
mine.
She's mine.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing.
There you go, doing their do-wah-diddy-diddy thing back in 1963. Their first ever concert in London. I tell you what, move forward 5 years on the 11th of March. Otis Redding, he posthumously received the gold record for his single, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. This 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Time to go over to Emotions Dinner Theatre. Check in with JP for the latest news.
Thank you, Jerry. Breaking news right now. Emotions Dinner Theatre is hosting a tribute to Michael Jackson and Freddie Mercury starting March 17th. These shows will only be for 2 weeks, so you don't want to miss them. You want to buy your tickets online or go to their WhatsApp and make a reservation to hold your seat. This will be a sold-out show.
Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle.
Steve Miliband there and Flying Like an Eagle. I'm just taking a look at my senior moments. Yes, I have a senior moments calendar for this year. I like this one. This is a quote. This is a quote from the McClatchy news service. It says, state population to double by 2040. Babies to blame. You got to laugh, ain't you? Where do they come from? Still to come on this morning's Breakfast Show. In the last hour, we're going to be, of course, chatting with Yasmin with what, where and when, what you can be doing, where you can be doing it, and when you can be doing it, and also probably a couple of tracks from this day in music from Yasmin as well. But for right now...
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back.
¿Buscas un lugar donde puedas encontrar cursos, conferencias de arte, historia, literatura y actualidad? Pangea es su espacio cultural. Ven y disfruta de la próxima conferencia de arte, el jueves 17 de marzo a las 9:30 de la mañana en el Teatro La Plaza. María Navas, artista internacional invitada, deleitará al público con el tema Protagonistas de su historia, Mujeres en el Arte. Adquiere tus entradas a través del Instagram, @espacio.pangea, o escriba al correo electrónico, info@espaciopangea.com.
out a special night out with a loved one. A gourmet dinner with a spectacular Las Vegas-style show right here in Panama City. Emotions Dinner Theatre at the Mirage Casino on the fifth floor, Eurostar Hotel, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. With Jerry D.
Last time I saw her, she was running, laughing, swirling high above the ground. People stopping, checking, what you're coming. Crazy little mama, going round and round.
heat the everlasting light. Drifting through the clouds, my sister's yearning. Sleep a little more when you burn all night.
Started off by those two with a lady called Alice Merton, and the song was called No Roots, and this last one, Robert Plant, and Last Time I Saw Her. Time on the Breakfast Show, 24 minutes, that's after the hour of 9 o'clock on this Friday morning. Time to each go and have a little wander around, I think, down the corridor, don't you? Oh, see what's going on. Good morning, Yaz.
Hello, good morning. Happy Friday.
It is, isn't it? I got a headache.
Oh, why? You said you were fine this morning.
Oh, yeah, well, that's normal. no, I had a bad night. One of those nights, I woke up at about 2 o'clock in the morning and thinking, I'll just lie here and wait for the alarm to go off, thinking it was nearly 5 o'clock in the morning. Then I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning and thought the same thing. Then I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
Then I woke up at 5 to 5 and I thought, I'm getting up. And the thing is, because of sort of interrupting the sleep, I guess it gave me a headache.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'll survive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will. And you?
It's the weekend, so now you can sleep.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Oh, yes. Perfect.
I wonder, because now it's 2 days. How's Ian getting on at school?
Oh, he's fine.
He's enjoying
it? Just enjoying it, yes.
Oh, good.
This week has been like, you know, Just talking to everybody.
Yeah, just getting everybody ready to. So he's just having fun, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. It's education for you.
Well, you know, they needed that. You know,
No, absolutely. You can't just go in. You've got to get settling in, talk to the teachers, mm-hmm. you know, because they haven't been there for 2 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no. No, great.
So, yeah, they're fine.
They probably didn't recognize each other after 2 years because they grow up, don't they?
Well, the teachers and the woman who used to travel him mm-hmm. in the bus, mm-hmm. they were like, wow, you're big now. You're a big guy now.
Yes, he's growing up. He's a good-looking lad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and very polite, too.
Yes, thank you.
Must have got it from his father. I'm only joking. Don't throw anything at me. So, is it much happening in the world of entertainment?
Oh, yes. Tonight, we got an invitation from the Panama Jazz Festival to go to the presentation of the book called Pionero, the history of Louis Russell.
Okay.
He is, this is about this guy, Louis Russell. I guess he was from Bocas del Toro. Mm. And it's about jazz because he was one of the first musicians in jazz here in Panama.
Okay.
So that's going to be nice. Mm. We're going to know the author of this book, which is Ariel Perez Price. Mm-hmm. And also Danilo Perez is going to be there, Luis Carlos Perez also, another musician. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be tonight at 6 p.m. We're going to be there live, but everybody can watch this event on YouTube, the YouTube channel of Panama Jazz Festival.
Oh, excellent.
At 6 p.m. tonight. Yeah, that's going to be nice. And also, don't forget, tomorrow it's El Pailón.
That's right. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Hojaldre.
We had the chef.
Hojaldres.
Hojaldratón. Mm-hmm. This is going to be at Parque Omar from 12 midday. And you can bring your donations of books or
pencils
everything.
Pencils and things like that for school.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for the school. Mm-hmm. And you can get your hojaldra.
That's great.
Free hojaldras, yes. And let me see, also, yeah, they have a flyer with all the items that mm-hmm. you can donate for the school. And let me see, yes, from 12 midday to 6 p.m.
Cool.
That's going to be nice. El Painon.
And they're trying to, some of the 8,000 they're trying to make, aren't they?
Yes.
I'm going to count them. You're short by two.
And also tomorrow, I'm going to be at Alianza Francesa, because yesterday, let me tell you a little bit what we did yesterday at the press conference mm-hmm. at Alianza Francesa. They had, let me see, 9 embassies joined the French Alliance mm-hmm. to celebrate the Francophony Month in Panama. This is the most important Francophony party in the world from March 10 to April 2. The diplomatic representation of the countries of international organizations of La Francophonie, mm-hmm. represented in Panama by France, Belgium, Canada, Costa Rica, Haiti, Mexico, Switzerland, and Morocco.
Yeah, you're saying you meant the Moroccan ambassador, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, they were there yesterday, and we had a very, very nice chat with all of them. And they are going to be together to bring you a wide range of cultural activities. There will be more than 25 cultural and educational events to enjoy during the month of March. In this edition of the Francophonie in Panama, mm-hmm. among the various proposals, there will be concerts, exhibitions, world cinema. There's going to be 8 outdoor projections. And we saw a little bit of each movie yesterday, and all of them are amazing. So we all have to go.
Oh, good. It was tough for you doing all this traveling around, yes. You know, it's okay. You know, I don't mind just sitting here. So.
It feels like that. It feels like you go to different countries every time you watch one of these movies.
Mm-hmm.
So they are very, very nice. Very nice productions. Of course, they're going to have educational events and cultural market to close the month. All activities are going to be face-to-face and free.
It's wonderful. Now, I tell you what, they really do a lot, don't they, with their culture, the French.
What?
The French. They do a lot.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, with all their cause, it's amazing. I mean, they're at it all year.
Mm-hmm. They're very active.
Yeah.
So you can get more information at their social media, alianzafrancesapanama.com.
Mm-hmm. And anything else you're going to see, or you have to go, or, you know, I don't want to keep you here, you know, if you're busy. I mean, everybody knows who Yasmin is because she's out there. Nobody knows who I am.
And yes, tomorrow we're going to be there at Alianza Francesa from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
There you go. And then you're doing El Haldras in the afternoon.
Yes, because Jackie Plummer, Panamanian singer, is going to be singing there.
Oh, great.
And they are going to have workshop for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going to be selling crepes and smoothies.
Oh, nice.
We are going for the food, of course.
Yes. Crepes are rather nice.
Yes, and they're going to have a book fair, too,
mm-hmm.
and a lot more. So don't miss it tomorrow. It's going to be free at Alianza Francesa from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you want to do one of your bits of music today?
Yes, of course. Let's do Born This Day in Music, Bobby McFerrin, 1950.
Yes.
American jazz vocalist and conductor known for his 1988 U.S. number one and U.K. number two single, Don't Worry, Be Happy. The track won Song of the Year and Record of the Year at the 1989 Grammy Awards.
That's what we need, isn't it, yes?
Oh, yeah.
We need a bit of happiness.
Exactly.
The world is miserable right now.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Bobby McFerrin.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry. Don't do it.
be happy. Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this. Don't worry. It will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy.
There we go. Bobby McFerrin and Don't Worry, Be Happy. We're happy, aren't we? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy people.
Exactly.
Well, not after 10, but up until 10, I'm all right. What else have we got lined up, yes?
Okay, let me see. Don't forget, as we were talking yesterday with the girls of Mac Museum, is Mercadito Feminista El Baúl Mac. Tomorrow and Sunday from 12 midday until 8 p.m. The entrance is free for everybody. And you're going to find a lot of products made by women. So that's going to be very nice. And also, they're going to have a concert of Jackie Plummer, the same that's going to be at Alianza Francesa. So that's going to be nice. Get more information at their Instagram, Mac Panama. And also, don't forget, Gramo Dance Foundation. They're going to have tonight and tomorrow at 8 p.m. their performance called Sin Retorno. And you can get your tickets at gramodance.org. And also get more information there on their website. That's going to be nice, too. And that's all that I have.
Oh, that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, then. So, I go back to the music, shall we?
What happened today in music? Neil Young, in 1972, went to number one on the US and UK album chart with his fourth studio album, Harvest. The album featured the US number one hit single, Heart of Gold.
I've been a miner for a heart of gold.
There we go, that's it. Neil Young and a classic one there, Heart of Gold. And Mary Lou said she's enjoying that one this morning.
Oh, thank you, Mary Lou.
Glad somebody's enjoying themselves.
And I forgot something. I have to say hello to Mr. David Diaz from the Embassy of Mexico. He said he listened to us every morning. Yay.
Oh, Mexico. Yes, that's where Rowena and Phil are at the moment.
Oh, yes. But
they're over
here
in Mexico.
He lives here, but he's from the Embassy of Mexico.
Oh, good. Okay. So, yeah, Rowena and Phil. Mexico is here in Panama.
Yay.
Even though, yes, you've deserted us, you've gone to Mexico. That's okay. I'm sure the ambassador here is very happy you've gone there.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you are hobnobbing it, aren't you? Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, absolutely. Anyway, have a busy weekend.
Thank you.
We've got a busy weekend.
Happy weekend to everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. And we will be back with you on Monday.
Yes, thank you.
Monday, 2 days away. Enjoy that. Oh, yes, thanks a lot.
To you.
All the best. There we go. Our very own Yasmin here with us, of course, in the Breakfast Show studio. 18 before the hour of 10 o'clock. Neil Diamond, Longfellow Serenade.
Longfellow Serenade. Such were the plans I'd made. For she was a lady and I was a dreamer, with only words to trade. You know that I was born for a night like this, warmed by a stolen kiss, for I was lonely, and she was lonely. Ride, come on baby, ride, let me make your dreams come true. I'll sing my song, let me sing my song, let me make it warm for you. I'll weave this web of rhyme upon the summer night. We'll leave this worldly time on its winged flight, and come and as we lay beside this sleepy glade, there I will. Longfellow Serenade, such were the plans I'd made. But she was a lady as deep as the river, and through the night we stayed. And in my way I loved her as none before, loved her with words and more. But she was lonely, and I was lonely. Ride, come on baby, ride, let me make your dreams come true. I'll sing my song, let me sing my
all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
gotta go, me oh my. He gotta go, pull the pirogue down the bayou. I hear you found the sweetest one, me oh my. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Buzzing, kinfolk come to see you bone by the dozen. Dressed in style, they go whole wild, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
Jambalaya, crawfish pie, billy gumbo. For tonight, down we're gonna see my Michelle Mio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
Following on from Longfellow Serenade, that's the Carpenters having a little bit of jambalaya. Time on the Breakfast Show, 11 and a half minutes. That's before the hour of 10 o'clock. Time for a couple more tracks, or one and a bit, probably. We'll see. I love a rainy night.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight showers. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. It's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Put the song in this heart of mine, put a smile on my face every time, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love.
love the rainy night, you know.
Yeah, I love a rainy night.
Eddie Rabbit.
Well, I love a rainy night.
This last track for today, I started playing this one the other day and I didn't get it all in. I think I'm going to get it all in this morning. It comes from Billie Holiday. It's gorgeous. It's called You've Changed.
You've changed. That sparkle in your eyes is gone. Your smile is just a careless yawn. You're breaking my heart. You've changed. You've changed. Your kisses now are so blasé. You're bored with me in every way. I can't understand. You've changed. You've forgotten the words I love you. Each memory that we've shared, you ignore every star above you. I can't realize you ever cared. You've changed. You're not the angel I once knew. No need to tell me that we're through. It's all over now. You've changed. You've forgotten the words I love you. Each memory that we've shared, you ignore every star above you. I can't realize you ever cared. You've changed. You're not the angel I once knew. No need to tell me that we're through. It's all over now. You've changed.
How about that for timing? Bring us right up to the end of this morning's program. Beautiful track from Billie Holiday, You've Changed. And bigger thanks go out this morning. Yes, it's thank you time. Big thanks to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter today, for a freaky fun facts Friday all about the highways up there in the United States. I learned a few things as well. I didn't realise that they were sort of numbered odd and even, depending whether you're going north or south or east or west. I wish I'd known that before. Saved a lot of problems. So big thanks to Ingrid for that. Big thanks, as always, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio with Cons on Fridays. What you can do, where you can be doing it, and when you can be doing it, and what, where, and when. And also a couple of tracks today are born on this day in music. And also, don't forget, always doing all the background work here, things like social media, things that I'm absolutely not brilliant at. Big thanks to Yasmin for all that. Also, big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom, over in Windsor in the UK. He was supposed to be coming back by now. What's happened to him? I have to find out. So big thanks to Neil. And the boys and girls of Cooper Grad, as always, for keeping us, getting us up and running in the mornings and sticking with us. They'll be handing back to them in just a few seconds. So a big thank you to them. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3, Call FM. I hope you all can have an absolutely wonderful weekend. I will be back with you on Monday at 6 o'clock. So remember what I say over the weekend. Take care of yourselves. If you're driving a car, if you can drive it fast, don't. All right. And remember, the health regulations are still in force. We still need our masks. Hopefully that'll be done with soon. Need your masks, face shields if you're going on public transport. Wash your hands, stay away from other people. Monday morning, 6 o'clock, what do I want to be doing? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama and in Cuento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.